This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, December 22nd, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. A van packed with gas cylinders exploded yesterday evening after ramming into the Australian Christian Lobby office in Australia's capital, Canberra, reported Christian Today. Thankfully, the building was unoccupied at the time, but was badly damaged by fire. Lyle Shelton, the organization's managing director, tweeted, quote, "All staff are safe. I do not know the condition of the driver. Prayers appreciated," unquote. The Christian group has been deeply involved in opposing homosexual marriage in Australia. Shelton said, quote, "We have had the normal trolls on social media and even had death threats sent to our Canberra office over the year," unquote. Psalm 37, 32-33 says, "The wicked watches for the righteous and seeks to put him to death. The Lord will not abandon him to his power or let him be condemned when he is brought to trial." Protests erupted outside of the office of Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel just days after Monday's Berlin Christmas market attack that killed 12 people. Protester signs read, "Merkel must go, protect borders," and "On Merkel's hands is the blood of her people." The German police are searching for Anis Amri in connection with the attack. Apparently, authorities tried and failed to deport Amri back in June after uncovering his plan for a, quote, "serious act of violent subversion," unquote. Planned Parenthood in Texas has received around $3.1 million from Medicaid, but no more. Texas health officials delivered a legal notice on Tuesday, cutting off Medicaid funding to the murder giant effective in 30 days, according to the Texas Tribune. Planned Parenthood officials say they are planning a lawsuit in response. President-elect Donald Trump's public statement on the ISIS-backed Berlin attack has made some waves. Trump said, quote, "ISIS and other Islamist terrorists continually slaughter Christians in their communities and places of worship as part of their global jihad. These terrorists and their regional and worldwide networks must be eradicated from the face of the earth," unquote. National Geographic revealed the cover of their January 2017 issue, featuring a picture of a 9-year-old transgendering boy. The issue centers on the, quote, "gender revolution," unquote, through the lens of science, social systems, and civilizations throughout history. No mention, though, of Romans 1:28 in the magazine. "God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting." For years now, television shows and movies have portrayed fathers as targets of ridicule, devaluing the role fathers play, stripping them of honor. The Worldview spoke with Philip Telfer, founder of the Christian Worldview Film Festival based in San Antonio, Texas, who wants to recognize and reward talented filmmakers whose work can reverse that trend.
The Fatherhood Commission exists to champion fatherhood. And the Christian Worldview Film Festival has teamed up with them to take part in that vision because today's entertainment disparages fathers for the most part. We want to encourage a generation of filmmakers to join us in championing and help us promote fatherhood.
Telfer explained to the Worldview how the vision for a contest of short 1 to 3 minute long films on fatherhood with $10,000 of prize money was born.
Last year, the Fatherhood Commission launched a campaign called Honor Your Father, and they encouraged people to take their phone out and do a little selfie video, just saying how much they love their dads and what a blessing they are, and then upload those to the web and share those. That's great, but we thought it would be even better if we could encourage filmmakers to make short videos that were professionally done, that could be shared on the web, that could be played in churches, that are inspiring. 2016 was the first time that we held that contest, and it was a success, and so we're ramping up again for 2017.
You've got to check out last year's winners for yourself, especially the second place winner entitled Legacy. Go to honoryourfathertoday.com/videos. First place will receive $5,000, second place $2,500, third place $1,500, and fourth place $1,000. The 1 to 3 minute long fatherhood short films must be submitted via digital download by January 30th, 2017. Filmmakers can visit cwvff.com/fatherhood. Southern Baptist leader Russell Moore is getting pushback from influential pastors in the denomination over his hardline stand against Donald Trump during the election. According to the Wall Street Journal, the pastors are talking about pulling funds from Moore's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, the policy arm of the Southern Baptist Convention. An attempt to repeal North Carolina's controversial transgender bathroom law went down in flames yesterday by a vote of 32-16. The new governor, a Democrat, was hoping for a repeal of the law that protects businesses that choose not to allow people of the opposite sex in the bathrooms on their premises. Christian businessmen Jason and David Benham from North Carolina spoke out on the issue.
It's another radical move by the left. It's just a political shakedown because House Bill 2 accomplishes two things, and it's the strongest law in the nation that protects the privacy and safety of all citizens, especially women and children, in bathrooms and locker rooms. And at the same time, it protects the rights of all North Carolinians to live out their faith without being punished by the government.
The After School Satan Club had its first meeting last week at Point Defiance Elementary School in Washington State, reported the Christian Post. 11 adults and 9 children attended the event hosted by the Satanic Temple. The goal of the Satanic group is to have a presence in elementary schools that allow the Good News Bible Club to meet with students after school. 1 John 3:8 says, "He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." A postal worker in Wake Forest, North Carolina, saved Christmas this year for a lot of people, thanks to some quick thinking. When her truck caught fire, she quickly began unloading the packages out of the back as fast as she could. As flames raged through the truck, a bystander helped stack the gifts on the sidewalk. According to 13 Action News, only 2 gifts were burned. And that's The Worldview on this Thursday, December 22nd, in the year of our Lord, 2016. As we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ this season, remember The Worldview in your Christmas giving. You can make a donation online at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.